I don't know if you've kept an eye across much of the tennis lately. Of course, you've got to keep your left eye on what's going on in Perth and the right eye on Brisbane. And now, of course, the Sydney International about to get underway, all leading up to the Australian Open. It is a feast of tennis. But for Australian tennis lovers, wonderful night last night, Sunday night on Pat Rafter Arena, where two young Aussie talents, Tanasi Kokkinakis and Jordan Thompson, together almost by chance, we'll hear the story in just a sec, managed to take out the Brisbane International's doubles title. Now, not just extraordinary because of the age of the players and the way they played, but this is the first time, I think, an Australian pairing have won the tournament's men's double crown. I've got on the phone one of the winning duo, Jordan Thompson. G'day, Jordan.
Hey, how you are?
I'm very well. More importantly, how are you going?
I'm very well.
Not a bad way to start 2017.
Yeah, definitely. It was great to go a little bit deeper in the singles, but to win the doubles is even better.
Tell me, the story about how you and Tanasi were put together for this is quite extraordinary. Take us through that.
We weren't even going to play together. We were lined up with different partners, but a couple of injuries happened, and then right before we had to make a decision, the selectors put us together. So, yeah, that's how we played together.
Not too bad. You're going to be playing a bit more doubles together in the weeks ahead, you reckon?
It's probably a good chance, yeah.
When you're on a good thing, stick to it. Hey, but you guys, before we look at your career a bit, you guys are going to be facing each other, aren't you, in the Sydney International?
Yeah, first round tomorrow in Sydney, yeah.
I suppose winners can't be grinners forever, I suppose, Jordan.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to come to an end sometime.
It does. Now, tell me, you're ranked number 3 as far as the Australian men's players, 79 in the ATP rankings. And your Sydney boy went to Oak Hill College. Do much tennis back in the school days?
I played from years 7 to 10 at Oak Hill, and I also played some other sports, but tennis was the main sport for me.
I was having a flick through your bio, and it said that if tennis didn't take off, you had a sniff at wanting to be a rugby league player. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know if I've got the body frame for that, but it's my favourite sport.
Maybe fullback, Jordan.
Yeah.
I don't think you're cut out to be a prop. What was the passion for tennis? What made you get into tennis?
I love watching Leigh Stewart, and I like watching David Scarf, and the way he competed. That really did it for me.
Yeah, that sort of Hewitt fighting spirit was obvious with both you and Tanasi. Last night, you're up against some pretty good players. Luxembourg, Gilles Muller, he's a very well-known name. Of course, an American, Sam Querrey. But you seemed to breeze past them pretty well last night.
I don't know about breeze, but we won in straight sets. The first set was a battle.
That went to 7-6, didn't it? That was a tight one, the first set.
Yeah. We served for the first set at 5-3. We had a set point as well, but it wasn't to be there, and we regain composure to take a set in the tiebreaker.
And your dad, Stephen, he's your coach. He'd be pretty proud this morning.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. I tell you what, now, I was watching the match, and I certainly watched the press conference afterwards, and Tanasi he had the microphone most of the time. He was making the point that when the crowd started to do the oohs and ahs, when a couple of double faults came down, he got the yips. Do you find that as well? I mean, you're on the big stage with these sort of events. When the crowd gets involved, it can lift and also make you nervous?
Yeah, definitely. We all saw that last night. Tanasi was getting a little bit nervous. I mean, the crowd starts to make some noise. It can pump you up. It can make you nervous. But, he did a good job in finally serving it out.
Now, we did tremendously, both of you. You did a lot of Australians proud. It's been a while since the Aussies have been able to cheer on a winner at a pretty big tennis tournament. And all eyes will be now Sydney International and then ultimately down in Melbourne for the Australian Open. You all set for the big games?
Yeah, trying to get the body right every match. That's the goal.
How tough is it in all this heat, by the way?
Yeah, it makes it tougher for sure. You've got to keep hydrating, get the body intake up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sitting in the luxury of an air-conditioned studio, so I'll defer to your knowledge on that. The one thing we do share is a love of the West Tigers, so let's hope 2017's better, not just for Australian tennis, but the West Tigers as well. Can't get much worse than 2016. Well done, Jordan. It made a lot of Aussies proud last night. I know your family and yourself would be rightfully very proud, and we'll keep an eye on the next few weeks in the Sydney International and the Oz Open. All the best.
Thanks, Thank you. Cheers.
Well done there. Jordan Thompson, who last night, as I said, with Tanasi Kokkinakis, made history. The first Australian pairing to win the Brisbane Internationals doubles title, and they did it pretty well. And they really, really did play great tennis.